over the past 10 years or so, we've noticed that the world market has changed when it comes to wheat. Kim, what's different?
Well, I think the big difference is production. You look at the world production, it's increased 4.9 billion bushels. You know, we're producing a near record 27.3 billion this year. The biggest increase is the former Soviet Union countries, Russia, Ukraine. Their production has increased 1.4 billion bushels, or 46%. China, we've seen a 1.1 billion bushel increase. India, 788 million. The EU, 28 countries, 865 million bushels. If you look at just about every major wheat producing country, they've all increased production except for the United States and Argentina, and we've seen small decreases in those countries.
Is it related to production or actually yield?
You can look at yields, and I think that's the biggest impact. You look at the world, you've had a 20% increase in yields from 42 to 50 on an average. The United States has went from 42 bushels per acre to 47, a 12% increase. Oklahoma has went from 33 bushel per acre average down to 28. And if you throw out 2014, that disastrous year, your average is still 30, or a 15% decline. If you include 14, a minus 9% if you don't include 14. If you look at harvested acres, the world's increased harvested acres by 3%. The United States has lowered harvested acres by 6%, and Oklahoma by 18%. So if you look at it, you know, it's the increases in yield has given us our increases in production.
So really, what's the determining factor in there? What's different?
I think the countries, the former Soviet Union, the Eastern European countries, I think they're using new technology, and I think improved management production practices. And I think those changes are here to stay.
Let's talk exports. Is what countries are actually exporting wheat?
Well, if you look at that same 10-year period, we had a 53% increase in world exports. That big increase coming from the former Soviet Union countries for the most part. You have increased with European Union countries. You've had increases in Australia. You've had increases from Canada. Again, the declines in exports has been the United States and Argentina. So the export market has been taken over mostly by former Soviet Union and European markets.
Is there any good news in this in this crystal ball of yours?
Oh yeah, if you look at some good news, I think it's short term. I think all the bad news is in the market. I think the market's already taken that in consideration. If you look at the Northern Hemisphere harvest is essentially done. Argentina's got wet problems and their yields and quality is probably going down. Australia's got drought problems. They're maybe 33% lower than last year. I think prices are at the bottom and maybe some hope for higher prices here in the short run.
And you always say policy comes and goes, but it's weather that makes the price.
Weather determines the market.
There we go. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.